Greetings, fellow Federationists. Today is Wednesday, May 1st, 2024, and this is Presidential Release number 538. We are two months away from the National Convention 2024 in Orlando, Florida. Hard to believe it's that close, but it is coming up fast. We're going to be talking about that on this release, but a lot of our efforts are focused in that direction as we come into the month of May. We also will be celebrating Global Accessibility Awareness Day later this month. We still have a number of spring conventions underway and many other activities across the Federation to talk to you about on this release. The first thing to talk to you about is voting. We are in the midst of primary voting season. Some of you have already voted in the primaries, but many of us still have to. And of course, we do have a presidential election coming up this November in case you've been under a rock. If you are a registered voter, you do have the legal right to cast your ballot privately and independently. And we want to support that for blind people by making sure that we report the barriers that blind people face in the voting process all across this country. If you have encountered an instance where you were not able to vote accessibly to cast a private and independent ballot in a primary election, whether you were voting in person or by one of the remote means, mail-in ballot, electronic ballot, whatever it is, we encourage you to do two things. First of all, we want all of you to report your incident to the United States Department of Justice. To do that, you can send an email to voting.section@usdoj.gov. And if you need to call them, you can do so by calling 800-253-3931. So voting.section@usdoj.gov. And we also want you to notify the Federation about your incident so we can help track that and coordinate that across the country. Easiest way is if you're sending an email, please just copy Jeff Kalock, who is one of our governmental affairs specialists. You can email Jeff by sending an email to jkalock@nfb.org. You can, of course, also reach Jeff here at the national office, but if you're able to send an email and copy Jeff, that's the best way to do it. We want to stay on top of the voting issues and continue to advance the great work that we've been doing and the progress that we've made, especially over the last 5 years in voting accessibility across the country. So get out there and vote in your primary elections, get ready for the general election, and push for equal access. I think then we will want you to report your experiences on our blind voter survey later this fall. We've been collecting data since about 2008, so we have the largest and longest standing data about blind people's experience in voting. So I mentioned the National Convention, and we need to focus on that with this release. We do have a number of things to talk to you about related to the convention. Of course, I think everybody knows by now that everything convention can be found at nfb.org/convention. So everything I'm going to talk about can be found there. The first is about our hotel. Several nights have already been sold out at the headquarters hotel, the Rosen Center. Those nights that are sold out already are July 2, 5, and 6. That's good news because it indicates very strong participation in the convention. The Rosen Center has another room block that's contracted to another group, and so they've done absolutely everything they can to get us as many rooms as possible. It's not likely, but maybe some more will free up at the Rosen Center, but you should consider now if you want to book on some of those nights to go to one of the Overflow hotels. We have two of them. They're also great properties. One is the Rosen Plaza, which you can reach at 800-627-8258. The other is the Rosen Shingle Creek, which is a little farther away, but a great hotel. We've met there a number of times. The number there, 866-996-6338, to make your reservations. The $129 and $139 room rates remain in place at both Overflow hotels, and we will be arranging shuttles from those properties to get to the Rosen Center. It's a great problem to have that our room block is filling up fast. So if you're planning to come to convention, I definitely encourage you to get on getting a room as soon as possible. Now, if you book nights at, say, one of these other Rosen properties and then move over to the Rosen Center because you can get a room later in the convention, you should know that moving your reservation from one property to another does not trigger a cancellation fee. Some people have been told that's true, so don't believe it. If you are getting our convention rate, you should be able to, with no problem, transfer your reservation between hotels if you decide that maybe you want to be at the Overflow Hotel to free up a room at the main hotel. You can also do that. So I do encourage you to make your plans as soon as possible. If you want to find the convention information on the convention page, you can choose the Planning for the Trip link, and it will give you all of the information about all of our hotels and making plans to be with us in Orlando. Now, in the last release, I mentioned that we were going to be planning for our convention ambassadors, and so I have an announcement about that. Again, our convention runs because of the efforts of literally hundreds of volunteers, our members, making sure the convention runs smoothly. And our convention ambassadors are a big, big part of that effort. If you are willing to give some of your time at the convention to help be a convention ambassador, you know who those people are. They help make sure the lines keep moving. They help make sure that people find rooms effectively and know where various things are, and you can ask them questions. We need you to sign up at the website, again, the convention website, nfb.org/convention. There's a simple form there to express your interest in being an ambassador, and we will be appointing ambassadors later in the next few weeks, and this form asks you for some information so that our co-chairs of the Ambassadors Committee can make sure to assign you to the right places and know how to communicate with you. If you have questions about what does it mean to be a convention ambassador or any related item, send an email to ambassadors@nfbmn.org. That's because one of our co-chairs is Corb O'Connor, president of the NFB of Minnesota. Our other is Dan Burke, an active member of our Colorado affiliate. And thank you to those gentlemen for coordinating that effort. The next announcement I have related to convention comes from Donald Porterfield, who is chairman of our 2024 Resolutions Committee. The Resolutions Committee is currently accepting proposed resolutions for this year's convention. Resolutions are considered by the convention and, if adopted, become official policy statements of the Federation, and so consequently they are very important. Proposed resolutions should be emailed to the committee at this email address, resolutions@nfb.org. The deadline to submit a resolution 1 month from now is Tuesday, June 4 at midnight Eastern time. Resolutions, of course, should be submitted in final form whenever possible. And I'll note that the chairman I know is happy to work with anybody interested in submitting a resolution, talking about a resolution. Resolutions at nfb.org, the best way to get at Donald Porterfield. One of the important parts of our convention that I think makes a big difference to blind people is our career fair activities. On Wednesday, July 3, from 1 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time, the career fair is scheduled, and this is an event for blind people seeking jobs to connect with employers who want to hire talented individuals to perform all variety of jobs in their corporations. Registration is now open and is required by our employment committee to either be job seeker or an employer who might want to participate in our career fair activities. Now, the deadline for this registration is Friday, May 31st, just like convention registration, but this is a separate registration form, so you'll want to go to the convention page and find that because your general registration for a convention will not cover it, although there are ways to express interest there. So visit our convention page, find the links either for registering for the job fair or to register as an employer, and you can prepare for your job-seeking activities by being part of a seminar being held by the Employment Committee called Elevating Your Career Fair Experience, an online seminar designed to provide tips and techniques for creating the most positive experience while attending the Federation's job fair. Members will be automatically notified about this event when you register for the convention career fair. Our employment committee does a great job year-round of connecting people, but this activity at the convention is one of the most powerful. We do have co-chairs for the employment committee. For information on the career fair or the webinar, you can reach out to our co-chair, Leah Stone, from New Jersey. She's our liaison for the employers, and her email address is evangeliaston@gmail.com. And you can also reach out to co-chair Jennifer Wenzel. She is working closely with the job seekers side of things. So if you're a job seeker and you have questions, you can email Jennifer at jenwen319@gmail.com. Thank you again to our Employment Committee for doing a great job. Now, this is a really exciting announcement related to convention. In the past years, of course, we have to raise money to do the work that we do, and we've had a number of fun and interesting contests related to fundraising around the convention. Here is a new one allowing us to dream a little bigger for 2024.
Make a difference with the National Federation of the Blind's Dream Big Give 25 Drive. Each year, thousands of Federation members and friends contribute to support blind people, but we still need your help for our programs in 2024 and beyond. When you give $25 or more between May 16th and July 6th, you're entered into the Dream Big Give 25 Drive drawing. Each $25 contribution is a chance to win. Why dream big? Because blindness doesn't hold you back. You could win prizes like round-trip transportation for two to the 2025 NFB National Convention, hotel accommodations, registration, banquet tickets, or $2,000 cash. Thanks to our partners, you could also win a Monarch, a dynamic tactile device. New this year, friends and family can make donations in your honor, and you'll get extra entries. The drive supports funds like the Kenneth Jernigan Fund and the White Cane Fund, and you can choose one when you donate. To enter, visit nfb.org/give25donate, call 410-659-9314, extension 2430, or send a check to National Federation of the Blind and mention Give 25 and the Fund in the memo. The winner will be announced July 8th, 2024. Thank you for your generosity.
Well, in case you missed it, for our campaign this year, if you give, you can dream big. Give 25 and you could win a Monarch, the most dynamic, tactile, braille, and graphics device on the market. That is a $20,000 premium for making a contribution to help the National Federation of the Blind do the work that we do as an organization. I want to thank our friends at the American Printing House for the Blind and HumanWare for very generously participating in this. You could be one of the first people anywhere in the United States to own this dynamic device and at the same time help the National Federation of the Blind. So please promote our Dream Big Give 25 drive and get yourself entered into a chance to win a Monarch or a chance at our 2025 convention somewhere in the United States next year. Now, as if one announcement wasn't exciting enough, I have another one. Now, you may not recognize that this is the 50th anniversary of the most popular puzzle toy in the world. That's the Rubik's Cube. And the number of potential moves to solve a Rubik's Cube are really impressive. They say that it's 43 quintillion, not a word you say every day, 43 quintillion possible moves to solve this puzzle. And today, I am really pleased to announce that the National Federation of the Blind has partnered with Spin Master, a leading global kids entertainment company and the owner of the Rubik's Cube brand, to include non-visual elements to the classic cube to engage the blind community in this puzzle. Now, we know that there have long been blind people who have solved the Rubik's Cube as it has existed. We know that there's been knockoff versions of the Rubik's Cube that have had tactile features. In fact, we've sometimes sold one of those knockoffs in our independence market. But it's really great that for the first time, the Rubik's brand is embracing this idea. You know, some might say, well, why care about Rubik's? It's just another flat surface. And so a lot of blind people have never tried to solve this puzzle and never engaged with it. And because of our work together, Rubik's has now created the Rubik's Sensory Cube, which reimagines the classic Rubik's Cube by including non-visual tactile elements. In fact, I have it right here. I'm going to hold it up for the camera. This is actually in the packaging, and as part of our members working with Spin Master, this packaging also includes Braille on the front, and on the back is a little tactile square where there's a QR code so you can get more information. But most importantly, and I have the actual cube here, is the cube that has squares and circles and filled in circles and dots, a real tactile experience. And it's not a knockoff, it's a real Rubik's Cube, which is really cool. And this will soon be available in our independence market and through other sources. And it's really significant that Spin Master has worked with us for this 50th anniversary to solve this most popular puzzle toy. It's a great example of inclusion. We're excited that you will be able to get this in our independence market soon. And I know we have sold, as I've said, knockoff versions of the Rubik's Cube in our market before. This will be sold at the retail price, which is significantly cheaper than the knockoff version, and it's the real deal. So as part of this, we'd like to hear from blind people out there who are already fans of the Rubik's Cube, or even if you're what they call a speed cuber. We'd like to hear from you. Please reach out to our communications group by sending an email at communications@nfb.org, communications@nfb.org. We'd love to be in touch with you, connect with you, and include you in some of our fun work to promote this partnership. You know, it's not just that this is a kind of a cool toy. It's the power of working with our partners to reimagine ways to more fully include blind people in all aspects of the world, whether it's art or entertainment, toys or work. It's all important, and we really appreciate the opportunity to partner with folks like Spin Master to get this done. I do have a number of Federation family notes to share with you on this release. I regret to share that from Mississippi, our Jackson chapter reports the passing of Sheila Brown on March 29th of this year. Sheila was a faithful member of our chapter there in Jackson and will be missed by many. From New York, we received news that in early April, William Messing passed away as a result of a heart attack. He was a longtime member of the NFB of New York, and he was active in the New York City chapter. From Arizona, we received news that on Friday, April 5, 2024, NFB of Arizona Phoenix chapter member Emmanuel Caddy, also known as Manny, passed away. The note here says that Manny was a proud veteran and an active member of the Federation for many, many years. He was a staunch advocate for blind people and a true champion for the establishment of better comprehensive transportation, something we all can appreciate. So I'd encourage you to keep these individuals in your thoughts and prayers. Now, April 5 was a heavy day for the Federation because our Maryland affiliate reports the passing of Waltraud Staggs on April 5. Waltraud and her daughter, Laura, are active members of the NFB of Maryland's Carroll County chapter. And also on the same day, we experienced the unexpected passing of Imani Graham, again also on April 5, from complications of pneumonia. Imani was a founding member of the NFB of Maryland's TLC chapter and was also a great disability leader here in the state of Maryland, running programs that had a great impact on blind people and others with disabilities. So I'd encourage you to keep all these individuals, their families, their friends, in your thoughts and prayers. Fortunately, we do have some happy Federation news also from April 5. Jamie Ritchie, who's president of the NFB of Nebraska, reports that the newest member of the NFB of Nebraska was born on April 5, and we'd like to welcome Vienne Ignatius March, who was born to David and Roshna Marsh. He weighed in at 4 pounds, 9 ounces, and was 16 inches long. He was so excited to join his parents and make his way into the world that he arrived 6 weeks early. But all indications are that baby and mom are doing well. So I'd like to welcome the newest member of the National Federation of the Blind. Pam, I think I'm going to stop there and pass it back to you.
Thank you for being with us tonight. Join us for the next presidential release on Thursday, May 30th at 8 p.m. Eastern via Zoom, the Nation's Blind YouTube channel, our internet stream, or by asking your Amazon device to open Nation's Blind. You can contact President Rick Abono at 410-659-9314 or via email at officeofthepresident@nfb.org. Thank you so much for being with us tonight, and I will pass it back to you, President Rick Abono.
As I come to the end of this presidential release, I do want to take a moment to again thank members from across the country who extended sympathies to the Rick Abono family. Of course, we recorded the last release the day that my dad passed away, and it's been so very heartwarming to have the outreach that's happened and have had the opportunity to have some real powerful conversations with members across the country in this what's been a long month for the Rick Abono family. So I want to again express our interest. And as we go into the month of May, I know that we have Mother's Day coming up. So I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there and acknowledge that that's also a hard day for those among us who have lost their mom for whatever reason. And so acknowledge that as some are celebrating Mother's Day, it's a hard day for folks. And so be sure to reach out to them. Many other great activities happening this month. I always enjoy sharing the horse racing season with my mom, starting with the Kentucky Derby, which is happening on Saturday, which happens to be May 4th. So let me say, may the horse be with you. And that brings me to some of the customary endings for this release. And the first is, what do you call a story about a runaway horse? Well, that's a tale of woe. Now, what do vampires like best about horse racing? Well, when it's neck and neck, of course. Why are trees the worst frenemies? Because they're pretty good at throwing shade. Let's go build the National Federation of the Blind.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Rick Abono, President, National Federation of the Blind, 410-659-9314, Office of the President at nfb.org. Follow President Rick Abono on Mastodon. Just search for @president@nfb.social. Let's go build the National Federation of the Blind.